We call Vicky Vlasov today. She's 19 and lives in Tatutelek, Alaska. It's a village on Prince William Sound, not far from where the Exxon Valdez sits aground on Bligh Reef. The reef is a landmark. Everybody knows where it is. There have been ships on it before. From Tatutelek at night, you can see the lights of the cleanup operation there. About 100 people live in the village, most of them fishing for a living. Vicky Vlasov is quite concerned about the oil's effect on Prince William Sound.
It's damaged Green Island and Night Island already. We're trying to protect our four hatcheries here. We're actually worried now because if the wind starts shifting towards us, it's all going to blow back into our community. And what? Our seal and clams were just starting to come back, and now they're going to probably be all gone, and then the deer is going to die because they're going to be eating the kelp off the beach, and that kelp got oil on it.
Do you plan to go help with the cleanup?
Well, yeah, I would like to, but I got a job already and getting paid for watching some of these ladies' kids so they could go out and make some money.
I've heard they're paying $16 an hour.
Yeah, $16.69.
Have they already gone to work?
No, they're still on standby.
What have they been told they're going to do?
Go wipe off the rocks and try to use some absorbent stuff to absorb it up, I guess.
And have any of the boats been hired?
Yeah. The Delma Jean was hired, and the Dorcas, and Hey Joe.
What are they doing?
They're putting booms around the fish hatcheries to prevent the oil going into the fish hatcheries.
Mm-hmm. And when would you start normally? What fishing would come up at what time and how soon?
Well, herring seine was supposed to start April. And shrimping, after all that is done, we'd start getting ready to put the nets on the boat and go out for seining.
And you would be working on the boats right up until cold weather next year, this fall.
Well, yeah. Well, not me, but most of the guys around the village would be.
Is it a pretty good living for some people there?
Yeah, it's a very good living. They make quite a bit of money in one, you know.
How bad do you think it's going to be for fishing?
I don't think we're going to have fishing myself for the next 5-10 years here. Maybe even more than that.
And how bad would that be if that's true?
Very bad. I think this village is going to end up evacuated and everybody's going to move away. Because this is what we live off of, is fishing.
Vicky Vlasov, she lives in the village of Tatutelek, Alaska, on Prince William Sound.